Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL podcast. We are brought to you by MyBookie today. I will tell you more about them in a bit. There will not be a podcast tomorrow. I gave you guys an extra short on the Steeler moves. That's a little bit of a homer in me, I will admit. Today is going to be Power Ranks. It'll be the last Power Ranks of the preseason, and then we'll do one every week after as our usual format during the season. Counting down 32-1. Next week, I need to figure out the schedule. I probably won't do a show on Monday because of the holiday, but maybe. Maybe I'll even squeeze one in. Actually, let me tell you what I'm doing. The reason I'm not doing a show tomorrow is my high school redraft fantasy league is Sunday. And we get a cabin in Deep Creek. We actually usually go to Seven Springs in Pennsylvania, but we're going to Deep Creek this year, and there'll be like 20 dudes there, and some of them aren't even in the league. It's just utter debauchery. We have a blast. Guys that left my high school in the Pittsburgh area fly in for the weekend. We have a good time, and the draft is sort of secondary. But I might do a show recapping the draft. I'm picking third in a snake draft. I assume Bell and Johnson will be gone. I will take Antonio Brown unless word comes out that Zeke is off the hook. You know, so I'm kind of anxiously awaiting that. And then I got, you know, a long wait, and I'll have the second and third pick. But I'm going to be on the road tomorrow, get up there kind of early, hang with the boys all weekend. So I probably will do a show next week recapping my draft and my thought process as we go. I'm definitely going to do a prediction show. I mean, at some point, I owe you all of my division winners and MVPs and things like that before the season goes. And I'm also going to have to do my over-under show on team wins. You know, this team's 8.5 and over-under in Vegas. I'll give you my over-under. It's one of my more popular shows of the year. Another note, we just went over the 300 podcast mark. I think this will be 303 of Locked On NFL episodes. So, you know, we pumped out over 300 episodes together. So that's good stuff, guys. I mean, I can't believe it's been that many. It just seems like yesterday that I was talking to you guys doing Football Today and on ESPN. But the Locked On Network is growing well. The show's growing well. So get some of that stuff out of the way. I told you we are brought to you by MyBookie. Oh, I need another favor, too. Please leave me a feedback on iTunes. Those go a really long way. And honestly, I didn't really know that until recently. If you figured it out by some of my, you probably guys know me well enough that I'm not an expert when it comes to the non-football side of doing the podcast. I'm good at talking on the air and talking football with you guys, but I didn't realize how important those iTunes ratings and especially reviews are. So please go leave me one, preferably favorable, but if not, then such is life. I'll get over it. But that would be great. So let's count them down 32-1. I'm going to be pretty quick on these, you know, maybe a note per team. But I feel there's a lot of movement. You know, I also have my last ranks. Let me see when the last ranks were. My last ranks were July 20th. So it's been a month, you know, pretty much that today's the 31st. So yeah, it's been about a month. I have the Jets still at 32, and I feel very confident about that. I think they're going to be a very bad team. The worst offense I think we've seen in a long time, and I think the defense is competitive, but boy, by week 10, you know, I just think the defense is going to be in the field so much that I would think they'll have a little more injuries than the average team. They're just going to be on the field. I just think they're going to get worn down on defense. So I don't know where the points come from. I mean, just an awful, awful offense. The Bills I had at 27, which a lot of you guys gave me a hard time that I was too low on them then, and now I have them at 31, and, you know, clearly they are taking the Browns method of rebuilding and trading all their assets for picks. Maybe guys like Darius or Kyle Williams or McCoy or Tyrod. I mean, maybe those guys are still yet to go. Who knows? But it's pretty clear what their intentions are, and getting an early draft pick will be the consequence and, you know, kind of the reward, I guess you look at it. And the Niners at 30. That sounds bad. And they were 31 before. They look good, though. I mean, I really think Shanahan's a good coach, and the defense is playing well. The young first-round picks on defense look great. There's talent in that front seven. I just think they're devoid of talent overall, and they're going to be, you know, another year away from, another offseason away from really getting some more star power. But I have positive things to say about what I'm seeing from the Niners. There is certainly a plan in place. I got the Colts at 29. I had them at 26, which I, you know, a lot of you guys thought was too rough on them. Now it's even worse. Even with Luck, I mean, I just think the defense is going to be really bad again, but better than last year, but really bad. The offense, I mean, the line's banged up. No Kelly. I could see Marlon Mack taking over the running back duties at some point, and just the Luck uncertainty. I have to have the Colts low, and the reality is, if Luck's not a stud or playing hurt or whatever, they could go lower. I mean, the Colts could pick second in the draft this year. I mean, it could get that bad. I wanted to put the Bears higher because there's some things I really like here. Front seven, I think the secondary is better. I like the interior offensive line and the line as a whole. I like Howard. I think Glennon and Trubisky are going to be good, you know, adequate. I mean, I think Glennon's better than people realize. But the Meredith injury is big, and it's hard. I mean, I'll tell you this a lot, that if you complain about your favorite team, go do a power ranks, because, I mean, it's difficult to say, man, all these teams are worse than the Bears. And, Jacksonville came to mind. I have them at 27. They were at 18. It's just the quarterback situation there is why I've dropped them. I love the defense. I like the weapons. The O-line's a little concerning, that's for sure. But, man, the quarterback situation there does not look favorable at all for Jacksonville. So that worries me, that's for sure. What doesn't worry me is our friends over at MyBookie. Speaking of which, you know, maybe you can make some bucks and send them my way. Give me a cut. When we do the over-under lines for team wins, MyBookie has all those. So check out MyBookie and do that, and I'll give you a promo code, tell you more about them now, and send me a cut. How about that? Or better yet, for your winnings, go to iTunes, leave me a review instead. MyBookie has been in this business for years, and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing, and they have the fastest payouts. Seriously, just two business days, that's huge. I mean, that's usually a big problem with a lot of online bookies, but not with MyBookie. You know who's going to win, right? So lay down some cash and win big today. And during the regular season, every Friday, we'll be picking games. I can help you with that. I would only recommend a service to my listeners. It's been good to me, and MyBookie is the only place to go. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have an in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. See, that's the key, is that's what I love about MyBookie, too, is you guys know your favorite team. I have a really good handle on teams, but if you start watching the first quarter and it's like, man, I thought these guys were going to mop the floor with the Browns or whatever, and no, they're in trouble, but the lines haven't moved yet. Let's, you know, more information. Boy, my favorite player looks a little sluggish, or I know this injury is affecting him more than I thought. So MyBookie's great about that. So this is what you do. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to 100% bonus, which is free money, guys. I mean, how do you not do that? Use promo code LONFL to activate this offer, LONFL. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. So seems easy enough to me. Get on it. All right, I left off with the Jags at 27. I got the Lions at 26. And they just re-signed Matthew Stafford to huge money. It was something they had to do. I'm a big Stafford believer. I think their running game can be a little better. I think Abdullah's in for a nice year. I like their weapons. I think Ebron's an underrated asset. I just think the defense is going to be bad. Again, really bad. I'm probably higher on the Rams than a lot of you are. I still have my Jared Goff questions, but I moved them from 28 to 25. I think the front seven on defense is going to be lethal, and you know, a new coach there I think is going to get a lot out of an aggressive attacking front. I think the offense is going to be respectable. I mean, am I a believer in Goff? No, but I'm a believer in McVay, and I'm not saying I'm not a believer in Goff. I think Gurley's going to have a big year. I mentioned my fantasy draft. I'm hoping, keep my fingers crossed, that Gurley falls to me in the late second round. I don't think he will. You guys are probably like, where the hell are the Browns at, Matt? I have a 24. And that's, like, groundbreaking for them. I think they're a good football team. I think Kaiser's going to have a good year. I think they have a great line. I think they're going to have a really good running game. I think Corey Coleman's going to be a breakout player. You got Britt as your number two. Defense, I think Myles Garrett is a stud. I think the front seven's basically in place now. And I don't think the secondary is as dreadful as it was before. I'll be taking the over on Browns wins. And it wouldn't blow me away if they come in third in this division even. And the other two teams, I don't have that far ahead of them. In fact, I got Baltimore at 23. I had them 15. Now I moved them to 23. And I love their defense. I trust their special teams to be great. They always are. I think their defense might be the best in the league. Vastly improved. O-line issues, skill position issues, quarterback issues. Flacco hasn't even played yet, and he looked bad last time we saw him. Now he's got a back. This is another team. I just think their offense is going to be bottom five. I mean, how many games can you win? 13-9. I mean, it's a brutal situation. Denver has me worried, too. They stayed from 22 to 22. I think the defense is still excellent, but not the same defense we saw as the Super Bowl champs, you know, which is who is, you know, I just don't think you're going to keep that level of play at that height. And man, I got questions at quarterback and on the offense too. I mean, it's another one of those teams that's going to have to grind it out. Just like Houston at 21. I mean, those three teams are similar to me. Houston, Denver, Baltimore. Please rank them and send me a tweet. Houston, Denver, Baltimore. Who are the best teams of that group? Because I think there are three of the elite defenses. I have Houston as the best defense in the league. But man, they got O-line issues and Dwayne Brown isn't there. I urge you to check out the podcast I did yesterday talking Houston. We also talked Hurricane. But man, I love the D. And unlike the Browns, they're terrible on special teams. That's a deal breaker, man. That's tough. I got the Redskins at 20. Their O-line has struggled a little. The offense hasn't looked great in the preseason. You guys know I'm not the biggest Cousins fan. I think the defense has more questions than answers. I have the Bengals at 19. And O-line scares the heck out of me. The rest of the offense, you know, I don't really like Dalton. But the skill guys, I think, are sweet. And I just don't know. How do you go deep to John Ross if you can't protect? And again, we did a Locked On segment. The Locked On Bengals folks, you know, joined us, and that was another earlier one. Check that out to hear more of my thoughts on Cincinnati. Tennessee, I have questions on defense. I love Mariota. I like their weapons. I wish we'd seen more of Corey Davis from this point. But I have a little bit of worries about their O-line. It struggled a lot in week three, and I think their tackles are good players. Conklin isn't a great protector, but they're pretty set to tackle spots. Rugged, nasty. I just don't think there's a lot of ability or a lot of, you know, athleticism on the interior. It was a great line last year. I just think it might come back to earth a little. And if it does, then that team, not they're screwed, but they're pretty reliant on that run game and, you know, having and winning in the trenches. I got New Orleans at 17. Wrote something recently where I think their defense is better. You know, I think you'll see a lot of big nickel. I think their secondary is actually good now. I think Sheldon Rankins is going to be a star. I think Adrian Peterson is going to have a gigantic year. Breeze as well. They wouldn't blow me away if they won 10 games. I mean, I think the Saints can be good this year, but I still only have them at 17. I just don't think that these other 16 teams are better. I mean, I got Miami at 16. They were 17 before. I think they're very average. And that's, I mean, middle of the road. I mean, they're right in the middle. And they are average on offense. I think they're average on defense. I got the Cardinals at 15. And I've told you guys before, I think there's a lot of variance with them. They could have a really good year. They could have a really bad year. Their protection for Palmer really worries me. Their second corner position really worries me. How's the defensive line going to make up for the Calais Campbell loss? That's a concern. I dipped the Chargers from 8 to 14. Still excited about the team. But the O-line injuries, wide receiver injuries, as always, they're injured. I still have optimism for the Chargers. And actually, I probably should have put him ahead of Dallas. I have Dallas at 13. I'm going to switch that now. Dallas 1-4. Chargers 1-3. Even with Elliott, I was down on the Chargers. Or on the Cowboys, I'm sorry. Defense really scares me. Secondary scares me. Pass rush scares me. I think the O-line takes a small step back. I think Dak is a really, really good player. But I think he can't do it all. I'm not sure you can trust Witten. And I will say, though, I think Dez is healthy, and that goes a real long way, and it's something we haven't seen last year. So I'm a little lower on Dallas than probably most of you are or other pundits out there.
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
All right. We left off with Dallas. Another team that I bet I'm lower on than most of you is the Oakland Raiders. Love the offense. I mean, Lynch looks pretty good. Line's great. Khalil Mack's great. I think the defensive line is pretty darn good. Secondary has a lot of talent, but it's really young, and I think there'll be coverage mistakes. I think the linebackers are about as bad as you'll find in the league. So I think there's a lot of shootouts in store for the Raiders. And they can win those games, but I just like these other teams better and have less concerns about them. But it's just Oakland's defense, to me, is a big concern. The Giants' defense is not. I have them in Atlanta. Or actually, Oakland goes from 6 to 12, pretty good drop. Giants go from 12 to 11. I think the defense is going to be great. I have major concerns about Eli. I have concerns about his protection, but really like the weapons, hoping Odell is available for week one. I think the Giants are a pretty solid team, but the quarterback O-line situation is what scares me there. Tampa's growing on me. They didn't change much. They went from 11 to 10, but I think Winston's in for a big year. I think Doug Martin's in for a big year. I trust the O-line a little bit more than I did a month ago. Love the weapons. Defense is growing on me. Good team going in the right direction, as is the Eagles. I have those at 9. You guys know I'm smitten with Wentz. Good offensive line. Much improved targets. Really good defense. I mean, quietly, under the radar, one of the best defenses in the league in Philly. Kansas City's growing on me, too. They've made a couple acquisitions of late. Some veterans, some win-now type of moves. You know, Raglan, Cam Irving. Defense should be quite good. Chris Jones is an emerging stud. The edge pass rush is strong. Offensive line's better than I expected. Tyreek Hill, I think, is going to blow up, too. You know, I don't like Alex Smith, but I think Kansas City's going to be pretty competitive. And as you can see, right now I have them as the best team in that division. Minnesota at 7. I might pick the Vikings to win the North, too. King of the North. I think Dalvin Cook is a legit Rookie of the Year candidate. Offensive line's better, but still worrisome. You guys know I'm a Bradford believer. Good weapons. I think Diggs is going to have a big year. Fantasy note there. And their defense is really good. Really good. It might be even better this year than it was that first stretch when they were awesome. I'm a big Carolina fan. I was torn between these next four teams or so, where to put them. I think Carolina's in for a big bounce back year. I think Cam's in for a bounce back year. I think the line's better. I like the McCaffrey addition. I think Stewart can still play. Front seven is elite, in my opinion. Secondary is a year older. Guys like Bradbury. I think the Panthers are a big bounce back candidate this year. I got the Packers at five. In a way, they're kind of boring. You know, Aaron Rodgers is like my favorite player, but he makes a lot of problems go away. I mean, I don't know how you bounce them much lower than this. I think the defense should be a little better, especially the secondary has to be better. I like the Bennett signing a lot. A little bit more worried about the O-line than I was. Last couple of years, a little bit thin there. But, you know, Rodgers is a great equalizer. I have the Falcons at four. But like I said, Atlanta, Green Bay, Carolina, Minnesota is a tier for me. And I think you could put all four of those teams in a hat. NFC squads. And, you know, who's the second best team in the NFC? And to me, it's one of those teams. I don't know which one it is. I put Atlanta here kind of out of respect for last year. But I do think the offense takes a step backwards for sure. A big step backwards. Not terrible. It's probably still a top 10 group. But I don't think it's going to be in the top three. Or certainly not historically good like they were. I do think the defense gets better. You know, guys like Tack McKinley look good. They got a lot of speed on that side of the ball. You've probably figured out my top three. I guess I'll lump them all together. Still, New England stands alone. I mean, they've been one from the start. I think they're better than ever. The Edelman injury is big. There's no doubt about that, but they have enough to overcome it. They're in their own tier. I think Seattle and Pittsburgh are in their own tier at 2 and 3. And again, I don't know who I like better. I put Seattle over Pittsburgh, so I didn't sound as much like a homer. But you guys have figured out I like those two Steeler pickups. Fortified some weaker areas on the team. Offense has a chance to be elite. Secondary has been worrisome in the preseason, but I think the front is quite good. Shazier needs to stay healthy. And I know the line isn't great in Seattle, but it looks better than it has been. And other than that, they're really hard to find holes with. I think Wilson looks tremendous, like MVP of the league tremendous, Russell Wilson. I think they'll run the ball reasonably well with whoever's healthy. The weapons, I think, are great. I think the defense remains great. So I have Pats 1 all alone. I have Seattle 2. I have the Steelers 3 with those two in their own tier. Then those other NFC teams in their next tier. So that's a wrap. That's my final power ranks until we get to the season. Over and out.
Support for this podcast comes from NetSuite. NetSuite lets you run your business from your phone, so you can see what's going on with your company in real time. Go to netsuite.com/podcast to get your free guide and find out why NetSuite is the last business system you'll ever need.